David Patawinakwit of Wequamcong Unceded Territory decided he would spend Indigenous Peoples Day, June 21, with his wife, Shana Calixte Patawinakwit, camping in Samuel de Champlain Provincial Park. They even stopped to help a turtle cross the road on their way. But by Saturday night, a thunderstorm with a severe downburst caused trees to fall on them, caused their trailer to smash into their truck, and left them fearing for their life with little to protect them but hope. The storm that moved through the townships of Calvin and Bonfield, near North Bay, and the area surrounding Highway 630 hit hard on June 21. A state of emergency was declared in both townships, and the Red Cross was brought in to evacuate those who were trapped by washouts and downed trees. There was no cell service and evacuees were taken to Mattawa for shelter. Patawinakwit, whose name means Thunderbird Coming, was getting ready for a show. "There's a storm coming, that's what my name means, so we were getting ready to watch the lightning and listen to the thunder," he told Sudbury.com on June 23. "But then everything went quiet," he said. "I looked up, and these trees just went parallel to the ground. We heard the snapping and rain just fell hard," said Patawinakwit. He said his first instinct was to run to his wife, who was inside the trailer, and get her out of it. "When I pulled her outside, the tree beside us uprooted and pushed our trailer 5 feet forward, which ended up hitting the truck," he said. "Then, another tree, a great big tree that had been there a long time, but not anymore," he said. "That thing cracked and fell, and one of the branches came down and hit the truck." Patawinakwit said he kept looking at the sky, watching the trees fall around them. That's when he saw another one about to hit them. "I pushed her, Shana, against the trailer. I told her, 'Get right down where the steps are and curl up into a little ball,'" said Patawinakwit. "I was right above her, and I just kept looking up in the air, being hit by this rain, pieces of tree bark and branches hitting me, and there was just one little tree that just was right above us. He couldn't take his eyes off it," he said. "I just kept staring at this one little tree and just kept praying, 'Don't drop. Just hang on, hang on, don't drop,' watching this tree slowly come towards us, bounce back up, come back down, towards us," said Patawinakwit. "I knew it was going to come down, and I'm just thinking, can I push my wife underneath the trailer and just roll out the way? Because I knew there would be no time for me to get underneath." His prayers were answered, he said. The tree didn't fall. During the Sudbury.com interview with Patawinakwit and his wife, he apologized for yelling at her. "I've never done that before. I grabbed her and pulled her." She laughed and admitted she was frantic at the time and deeply grateful for someone who was thinking. "He's a doomsday prepper," she said of Patawinakwit, referring to his need to prepare to be self-sufficient should anything happen to the world. "I used to make fun of him," she added with a laugh. "We started hearing people call out, 'Help,' and we knew our neighbors had kids with them, so we went to check on them," said Patawinakwit. "Those children ended up staying in the Petawinakwit's damaged trailer until they were evacuated." After the bulk of the storm, Patawinakwit grabbed an axe and went in search of others. He found a man just one site over who was trapped under a log and had broken his leg. Petawinakwit managed to free him and create a small shelter for the man to keep him dry out of the rain. And despite broken glass and trees, rain still falling, and lightning in the sky, Patawinakwit kept going. Crawling under trees and logs, cutting trails, and looking for people. He told Sudbury.com he was mentally preparing himself for what he would find, but thankfully, the people he found were lucky to be spared the worst, though damage to vehicles and tents was everywhere. Around 10 p.m., emergency services arrived, and Calixte Patawinakwit said she began to hear chainsaws. At approximately 4 a.m., the couple was evacuated and taken to nearby Mattawa. The highways in the area were closed, so getting home to Sudbury wasn't an option. Calixte Patawinakwit said she was overwhelmed by the generosity of the community. "They dropped us off at the Legion for breakfast, a bunch of women in the kitchen just making eggs and bacon and toast and sausages, and so we got to eat breakfast and charge our phones," she said. "They were also able to get cell service to call home to their family." Next, the Red Cross took them to the Mike Rodden Arena in Mattawa, where beds and showers were set up, as well as both people food and pet food, and an air-conditioned room for the children to enjoy. David went out and came back and said, "There's a woman out there making hot dogs and chili at her hot dog stand, feeding people," said Calixte Patawinakwit. "They just showed up. Volunteers just came out of their homes, prepared stuff for us, and it was just amazing." A friend drove out the next morning to pick them up and drive them back to Sudbury. And while the couple is grateful they survived and that they were able to help others, the real world of paperwork set in quickly. Both truck and trailer are still in the park, and though their truck is totaled, it is covered by insurance, their trailer isn't. Your car insurance covers your trailer when it's on the road, when it's attached. Not when it's parked, said Calixte Patawinakwit. "It's a brand new trailer, we owe $27,000 on it and it's not covered." They are devastated at the possible loss of the trailer, which has taken them everywhere since they met in 2022. That's why friends and family have begun a GoFundMe for the cost of the repairs. You can find the link here. Jenny LaMoth covers vulnerable and marginalized populations, as well as housing issues and the justice system for Sudbury.com.